Hello, this is Doug Davis, and one more story behind the song.
Be kind, be kind. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big Iron, 1960 top five for Marty Robbins. Marty talks about that song.
I was into writing the cowboy songs at the time, but I was listening to a radio station one afternoon, and I heard a song by the McCormick brothers called Big Eyes, but I thought it said Big Iron. I said, why didn't I think of that? I said, that is such a great title for a Western song. I said, why didn't I think of that? And I kept listening to it, and it got me excited. By the time the song had finished, I was already into writing Big Iron. It happened real quick.
Big Iron came on the charts March 21st, 1960. He peaked at number five, was the 22nd charted song for Marty Robbins, on the chart for 14 weeks.
To the town of our free, who rode a stranger one fine day. Hardly spoke to folks around him, didn't have too much to say. No one dared to ask his business, no one dared to make a slip. The stranger there among them had a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. It was early in the morning when he rode into the town. He came riding from the south side, slowly looking all around. He's an outlaw loose and running, came the whisper from each lip. And he's here to do some business with a big iron on his hip. Big iron on his hip. In this town there lived an outlaw by the name of Texas Red. Many men had tried to take him, and that many men were dead. He was vicious and a killer, though a youth of 24, and the notches on his pistol numbered 1 and 19 more.
1 and 19 more.
Now the stranger started talking, made it plain to folks around. Was an Arizona ranger, wouldn't be too long in town. He came here to take an outlaw back alive or maybe dead. And he said it didn't matter, he was after Texas Red.
After Texas Red.
Wasn't long before the story was relayed to Texas Red. But the outlaw didn't worry, men that tried before were dead. 20 men had tried to take him, 20 men had made a slip. 21 would be the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
The morning passed so quickly, it was time for them to meet. It was 11:20 when they walked out in the street. Folks were watching from the windows, everybody held their breath. They knew this handsome ranger was about to meet his death.
About to meet his death.
There was 40 feet between them when they stopped to make their play. And the swiftness of the ranger is still talked about today. Texas Red had not cleared leather for a bullet fairly ripped. And the ranger's aim was deadly with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
It was over in a moment and the folks had gathered round. There before them lay the body of the outlaw on the ground. Oh, he might have went on living, but he made one fatal slip when he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
Big iron, big iron. When he tried to match the ranger with the big iron on his hip.
Big iron on his hip.
1960 with Marty Robbins and Big Iron. Join us next time for yep, one more story behind the song.